This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The protests in Egypt are smaller now than they were a month ago. The streets aren't as violent, but the economy there is still a mess, thanks in part to the aftermath of those protests. Because you can't buy and sell things if you can't move people and products easily around a country. Kimberly Adams reports from Cairo.
Egypt's passenger rail system is suspended until further notice, another consequence of the state of emergency and curfew that started last month. Passengers still show up at Cairo's central train station, surprised to find doors locked and blocked by police. And even frustrated customers who call the railway's hotline don't get much information.
We still don't know when it will open. You'll find out from the TV.
The Egyptian National Railway says it's lost more than $10 million due to the suspension, and much of that business is going to microbus drivers. Just outside the train station, there's a hectic depot where microbus drivers shout out their destinations, trying to lure thwarted train passengers. Passengers like this woman, who didn't want to give her name, climbing into a microbus after she found out the train to Alexandria wasn't running.
It's okay for me to take the bus in these circumstances we are living, but before, I preferred the train.
30-year-old Mohammed Hassan drives a white microbus with three rows of red pleather seats. He says even though he's getting more customers on his route to the city of Mansoura, he's not making much more money.
After the protests, things started to get better. The influence of the curfew is that passengers are no longer traveling at night.
That restriction is also affecting businesses. Robert Tashima is the Africa regional editor for the Oxford Business Group and says about 90% of goods in Egypt are shipped by road, many of which are now clogged by checkpoints.
When you're unable to ship products overnight, when you've got highways and motorways and bridges that are blocked, then you will obviously have a direct impact in terms of the cost of moving products and your revenues.
One local shipping company told state media here it was losing 50% of its revenues every day during the worst of the curfew. The government is responding, pushing the curfew back from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. now, except for Fridays, a traditional protest day here when people still have to be in by 7. Egypt's packed metro system is also losing money, about $70,000 a day when the curfew is at its strictest. Despite all the short-term losses, Oxford Business Group's Tashima expects things to calm down, eventually.
While Egypt won't suddenly find itself seeing double-digit growth anytime in the next 24 months, certainly the scope for long-term growth and potential remains fairly unabated.
And Egyptians, as several passengers were quick to point out, will do what they have to get where they want to go. In Cairo, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.